Yeah, it's one of those sort of needle in a haystack stories. It's quite remarkable. 15 years ago, there was a woman who was renting in a place in Bondi. Her name is Heidi Blackwell. One day, she opened the door and there was a box on the doorstep. And she opened it. It contained what she calls a treasure chest of items. It was all in German. She's not Jewish, but she recognised that it's probably from World War II and it would have belonged to someone. And she saw the name, all the names on the documents were Fink, the surname Necher and Werner Fink. At the time, she was a busy single mum and there was no Facebook or anything like that. All she did at the time was look up the white pages for Fink and just couldn't track them down, and she forgot about it and time went on. But then only last Saturday, her son Jack's 18th birthday coming up, so she thought she'd look in the cupboards and in the drawers for some old photos. Then she uncovered in a little corner the box again. She remembered it was from 15 years ago, except this time there's Facebook, social media. She jumped on Facebook site called Bondi Local Loop, which has about 65,000 members, and she put out the call out. She has a mystery box. Can anyone help her? And she put some photos on of the Finks from the box and some other items like postcards and even some documents which were issued by the Nazi authorities in Berlin at the time where they lived. Then there were some postcards where they addressed to Shanghai, where the Finks managed to escape to before they arrived in Australia in the 1950s. The end result is, amazingly, within a day, there was Janine Levy and her daughter Eliza spotted the post. Eliza, talking to Eliza afterwards, she said it popped up on a news feed because all her friends were looking at it and commenting on it. She just thought, wow, she recognised the photo straight away, she said. Said her heart was beating at 100 miles an hour, and she showed her mum, Janine, the photos, and Janine said straight away, yes, that's definitely them. That's my grandparents.
Unbelievable story.
afterwards, they were due on Thursday to actually drive over to Helensburg, about an hour away south of Sydney, to Heidi's house. And they were looking forward to seeing everything in the box.
It's unbelievable.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and you ask yourself, how did the box got even to the doorstep of that lady? And it's amazing that she moved from one place to another. She never threw away the box. Otherwise, the box would have been lost by now.
Yeah, exactly.
And with all the documents.
Amazing, amazing story.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, journalist at Australian Jewish News. There is a topic that is not very nice to talk about, but unfortunately, when it's happening, it's happening. When the rabbis are fighting, the community is jumping. What's the story with the rabbis fighting?
Your listeners may be aware, yeah, there's been a sort of ongoing feud, you could say, between the Feldman family, who previously ran yeshiva in Bondi, and with Rabbi David Slavin, who's the new yeshiva general manager. Escalation came to a head again last week. There was two elements to it. Firstly, of course, Harry Triguboff owns the yeshiva property, and he has banned Rabbi Yossi Feldman, who is the son of the former yeshiva spiritual leader, Rabbi Pinchas Feldman. So he's banned him from stepping foot inside the yeshiva property effectively now. So the reasons for this is that at a wedding for a member of the Feldman family on December 20 last year, Rabbi Slavin attended, and it's been alleged at the function that Rebbetzin Penina Feldman, Rabbi Pinchas Feldman's wife, took a sip of Coke and spat it allegedly in Rabbi Slavin's face. Which is quite dramatic, as your listeners might can imagine.
More than dramatic.
Yes. So Rabbi Slavin contacted the police and asked for an AVO, apprehended violence order, effective to the Rebbetzin. But Rebbetzin Feldman, on her part, said that she'll be fighting the AVO, and she said that she did not spit at him and had no intention of spitting on him, but she was. She said, the fact is that I was sick at the time. So that matter was due to go to Downing Center Court on Thursday. Meanwhile, 3 days after all this happened, Rabbi Yossi Feldman told some people who were attending a mincha service at Yeshiva, he told these people that Rabbi Slavin would, quote, sell his mother if he was told to by Triguboff. And he also said, allegedly, a few other inappropriate comments. The remarkable thing is that he actually informed Mr. Trigubov about those incidents. And then Trigubov's legal team wrote to Rabbi Feldman last week and said that his behavior is totally unacceptable and that he has no choice but to ban him from entering the yeshiva premises.
That's an extraordinary story.
It sure is. I don't know if there's anything else left to say on that one until the next
next chapter.
Exactly.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, journalist at the Australian Jewish News. And before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about the kosher business. There is a community kashrut, CK, and there is Kashrut Authority, KA. And both of them supply hechsher to restaurants, to products. But there is still a feud between those organizations in Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook is what sparked this latest chapter in this one, Nitzer. On Monday, the Kashrut Authority's rabbinic administrator, Rabbi Moshe Gutnick, on the KA's Facebook site, he wrote a 900-word post in which he accused CK, Community Kashrut, of an ongoing degradation of the standards of kashrut in the community. And he actually described them as pushing them back into the proverbial dark ages of kashrut in Sydney. So obviously this was not taken so well by CK, who themselves earlier had posted on their Facebook page how a hesher has been given to some kind of bread made at Shuk Bakery and Cafe in Bondi. CK hit back saying that everything that they do is transparent and available to the public. So Rabbi Greg Krebs of CK's Rabbinic Advisory Board said, "We are open to scrutiny and questioning because we believe it is important to explain our processes and the mechanism behind which our establishments and caterers obtain a hesher. The integrity of kashrut in Sydney is our focus." Meanwhile, the other interesting thing about this is there's an Israel-based organization called Chug Chasam Sofer, and they're actually endorsed by KA, and they have publicly backed and endorsed, after coming to Sydney for an audit, the CK. So Chug Chasam Sofer's chairman, Rabbi Yitzchok Altman, said, "We affirm our commitment to our partnership with CK, which will no doubt be of great benefit to the entire Australian Jewish community."
So the story gets more complicated.
It sure does, Nitzer.
And if you keep kosher, I don't know who is the winner at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's it.
Shane Dziatnik, journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.